You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And this was a bad weekend in terms of ingesting.
Uh-oh. What'd you eat?
Well, we went out on Friday.
Okay.
From that, you know.
What'd you have?
Some pasta.
Oh,
and then Saturday, some homemade pasta, just because it sounded good. It was a different kind, so you're allowed to have pasta two nights in a row.
Sure you are.
If it's different kinds. And Gretchen made her homemade oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. Yesterday. Yesterday, I made my batch of Obama family chili.
Oh.
I love Obama chili.
Oh, that's the one with the sausage in it, right?
Mm-hmm. It's ground beef, Italian sausage, all of the sausage was the spicy hot Italian sausage.
Mm.
So it had a lot of kick to it. And then Gretch made her homemade cornbread to go with that, but it's the recipe, it's the kind that doesn't crumble.
Yeah, it's a solid, firm corn loaf.
Because I love cornbread, but I hate the way it falls apart.
It's more of a loaf.
So she's got some sort, and don't write in and say, give me the recipe, because I'd never be, mm-hmm. I don't want to answer.
We already,
it
was two scoops Google of Vaseline, it. Remember? We talked about this. It's what holds it all together. So put Vaseline in your cornbread.
Just Google it, people. Cornbread that doesn't crumble.
Yeah, you'll find
a bunch
something.
Of recipes. So I've got to get back to being a good boy, because that, and a handful of cocktails over the weekend. Not
My
a lot,
God.
One each day, but I got to go back
fat
to being
Italian.
Good. I just got to go back. To being good.
Hey, cookies were my downfall this weekend as well. Nicole made some sort of butterscotch cookies or something. And they
really?
They tasted like crack, and I had about 40 of them. So, but I'm super jealous about your chili, because when I make chili at the house, I can't make it spicy. And I love spicy chili because I live with three weaklings. Who can't handle any sort of spice. So
no, this had
jealous.
Kick. I feel bad for you, dude, because this really good.
My chili needs a kick.
Mm.
My weekend was busy. It's been a crappy start to the year, honestly, for my life. My grandma's diagnosed with dementia, and I had a very close family member pass away. So it's been a rough start to the new year.
Dang, buddy.
I know. So with that, my grandma has two vehicles that needed to be sold, one now. And then the family member that passed away has a vehicle that needs to be sold as well. So I've been kind of on top of that, handling all the car business.
Mm-hmm.
And last week I was detailing my grandma's Tahoe and got it looking real pretty. And I did the whole, you know, went online and got the offer from the dealers. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. It was really low. And then I'm like, all right, I guess I'll do private party. And
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, I was like, do I bug my friends on Facebook with this? Do I post the vehicle for sale on my Facebook? I was like, eh. I go, well, it is social media, so let's get
Did
social.
You?
And I posted it on my Facebook.
Okay.
And I have never seen anything like this before. I knew the used car market was insane right now and inventory is low. Within 10 minutes, I had 40 messages come through and I had sold the car within 2 hours. And I have multiple cash offers lined up in backup right now in
Dang.
Case this one falls through, because she's supposed to pick it up tomorrow. But it was like piranhas, Dom. I've never seen anything like it. The value, you know, you're getting more than what the vehicles are worth right now. So many people looking for vehicles for their kids, I'm finding. You know, they've got kids in college or kids in high school, and they're needing vehicles for their children, and they just can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
That was a majority of the messages I received were from moms being like, oh my God, can we look at it now immediately? We need something for my daughter who's away at college. She needs four-wheel drive. We can't find anything. It got scooped up. It was crazy the amount of back and forth I was doing on my phone, and it was actually pretty cool, and everyone was really well behaved. So just a quick shout out to everybody on Facebook that messaged me this weekend. It was a pleasure talking to you. I had some video chats with some of our listeners, and it was actually a lot of fun, but man, buddy, low inventory right now. And I feel for people looking for a car.
So we just, you know, got a second car after being a one-car family for the longest time. And, you know, we're talking about Zoe, my stepdaughter, moving out here before too much longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we live in an area, just a lot of people still don't know. I don't live in Denver anymore. I live in Georgia. All right. So it doesn't snow here a lot. It snowed here this weekend. It's very rare to snow here, but it snowed. And the roads got pretty slick and icy. And so my conversation with Zoe when she was going off to hang with her boyfriend was, listen to me. You haven't driven in these conditions in a long time. People around here never really drive in these conditions. Please, dear God, whatever you do, don't wreck the car.
Yeah.
Right now,
it's not a good time.
You do not want to be in a position where you have to get another car. Yeah. You don't want to total your car.
Yeah, it's bad.
And that was, I mean, I didn't want to be a jerk, but at the same time, I was like, this, like you're talking about, Jerry, it's tough to find
it's
a vehicle.
Tough. Everything's marked up, and
so don't wreck the one you
drive
got.
Super slow. That's funny. I've had the same conversation with my kids, not regarding driving, because obviously they can't, but as far as not hurting themselves, because we've had the talk like, this is not the time where you guys need to be jumping off the back of the couch and snapping an arm or anything, because hospitals are really full,
right.
They're overworked, and we don't want to go sit in a hospital with you guys, so please be careful.
Yeah, and listen to you and me. Like, there's ever a good time to break your arm or ever a good time to total your car. I mean,
but again, it's just
never
like
a good time.
There are ways to avoid it. Let's walk in the house. Let's not run. Stay off the ice. Yeah, it's a crazy time right now, man. It is crazy.
We are turning into our dads.
I know.